We're going to combining today the intercessions with the second in a four-part series on giving as we focus on the key question, how much should I give? As we've heard Jim speak about acute social need in Surrey, as we pray every week for situations around the world, we are to go on praying for God's kingdom to come. But today, combining the intercessions and sermon, I hope the emphasis is made that our prayers are answered, yes, by God, but through, very often, our actions. So, as we consider today, how much should I give? May you keep in your thoughts the great needs in this county, the whole country, and around the world. And know that your response will be an answer to someone's prayer. A summary then of what we're going to cover today in how much should I give. The next slide, please. A reminder last week of the four principles of giving. We'll see the starkness of the Bible, verses that encourage, exhort, demand that we give, with eternal implications whether we do or not. And then the actual focus for today, how much to give. And we'll see two precepts, the more, less, more precept, the choices precept. And then we'll see about tithing as a guide. And at the end, we'll come back to the final, most important question that runs through this series. How important is God in your life? Have you truly found freedom in God? Running through this series is the conviction that giving is not something that we just do. It goes to the core of who we are. As we go through the material today, I'll reflect on how Jenny and I have tried to work through over 40 plus years of marriage, this key question, how much should we give? I don't offer this because we're saintly or have got it right, but just in the hope it may help you in working through the issues. The next slide, please. The four principles then we saw last week. First, gladness and generosity in simplicity. Life is intrinsically good. God has made it so. Cheerfulness and contentment are found in simplicity, in the intrinsic goodness of life, nature, exercise, conviviality. We do not need much stuff to enjoy life. When we experience this gladness in simplicity, generosity naturally flows. The second principle. Full life is found in centering in God. Leading on from the first principle, we saw last week how Jesus teaches more about money and wealth than anything else in relation to the kingdom of God, including the bold, bald statement, you cannot serve God and mammon. The third principle, all that we have comes from God. He gives that we give to others. We need a humility about our wealth. It all comes from God, and is very often a matter of birth on what our income is, how wealthy we are. And the fourth principle, if it's not a sacrifice, it's not giving. Our giving has to be literally that. We have to have given up something for it to be giving. Giving as a sacrifice reflects those first three principles. Four principles then to guide how we give, how much we give. And you can hear last week's sermon on the website to reflect more. The next slide, please. I come to this question then, how much should I give? Convinced of those four principles. Giving is actually good news, central to our freedom in life, knowing that gladness, contentment, cheerfulness is found in simplicity. I come to this question, as in all matters, wanting to center my life in God. I know deep within all that I have comes from God, and giving has to involve sacrifice. But then it comes to the practicalities of how much should I give. And I see the starkness of the Bible and I feel very challenged. In the gospel reading today, of the rich man and the beggar, Lazarus, I cannot avoid seeing that I am the rich man. And I cannot avoid what I find to be perhaps the most challenging verses in the Bible, as heard in our epistle reading today. The next slide, please. If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need, but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person? Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth. 1 John 3:17-18. Every day, We know, see that there are people in need around the world, in this country. I wonder in my limited response if the love of God is truly in me. And then, as we will see next week, giving to our church is essential too. We surely have to feel challenged. Challenged about why Jesus made teaching about money and wealth to be so central to understanding the kingdom of God. Challenged by this teaching, as in the parable today of the rich man and Lazarus, and in the parable of the sheep and the goats, if you remember, where our care or lack of it for a brother or sister in need has eternal implications. I am challenged by the whole theme of a book from a number of years ago, still challenged by the book Rich Christians in an Age of Hunger. So how much do we give? Two precepts may help us to be freer in giving. Next slide, please. The more, less, more precept tells us that the more we know God, the less we feel the need to spend on ourselves, the more we can give to others. The more we know God, the less we feel the need to spend on ourselves, the more we can give to others. The choices precept makes us realise we have choices in what we do with our money. Say we have £10, £100, £1,000 or more. We can either keep it for ourselves or give it away. And when we stop to think, giving it away can be a far better thing to do. Spend £50 on a meal out or cook at home and give the money to a homeless charity. Spend £800 on gym membership or jog in the beautiful Surrey Hills and feed scores of people who would otherwise be hungry. Buy a new car or instead a second-hand one and use the thousands saved to really make a difference in the church's mission. And so on and so on. Every time we spend, there is a missed opportunity to give. Every time we spend, there is a missed opportunity to give. Now, the spending on ourselves may be good. God gives us blessings to enjoy. But giving may be even better. Four principles, the starkness of the Bible, two precepts. How do we actually decide how much we give? The next slide, please. The principle of tithing, of giving a tenth of what you have, 10% of your income, has been a bedrock of giving in many churches. It's plain and simple. The Bible says give one-tenth, as for example in Deuteronomy 14:22, so give one-tenth. In my early Christian days, I was taught this is the case. This is what you do. I accepted it. Now I'd be a bit more questioning. I want to ask what is actually going on in the Old Testament tithe and how the principle translates to today. I do not want to be legalistic. And yet, tithing is a good starting point, a good guide. It is what Jenny and I have tried to do through most of our married life. At times it was too difficult. For example, at theological college, living on a student grant with two young daughters, having given up our incomes as teachers. If I remember rightly, we still gave, but not a tithe. And similarly, in the first years of ministry on a low stipend. There may be times for you when to give 10% of your income is too much. But of course, for most of us, most times of our life, the question must be, is it enough? We sometimes hear of people who give 30% of their income, 60%, 90%, because they know they have more than enough with what remains, and it is better to give away. Next slide, please. So in working out how much should I give, we have to come back to the vital question, how important is God in your life? This is the true guide in how much to give. You can take the four principles in giving, the starkness of the Bible, the two precepts of more, less, more, and choices, and you can take tithing as a guide. But ask yourself above all, do you truly know freedom in God? Do you know freedom in Him that frees you to give? Amen.